life is on your mind and on the air. Right now, this is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Come on into the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Along with Mike Gilligan, I'm Tyler Aki. We talk golf with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season right here on ESPN 1000, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you missed anything, be sure to check out the CDGA Golf Show podcast on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcasts as we are getting set for the PGA Championships. And we've got our fantasy golf challenge. So much fun when we did this for the first major of the year with the Masters. What was it? Over 4,000 people participating in this. Free to play for all CDGA members. So if you're not a member, go sign up right now. CDGA.org. And for $40, you get one of the best golf values you can find in the city, in the world even, I would say, because of all the other perks that come on top of it, including the chance to play in this fantasy golf league that was a lot of fun when we played and squared up and made our lineups for the Masters a little over a month ago now.
That's right. And had so much fun, Jersey Mike's decided, okay, we want you guys to play for another handful of sandwiches. So
awesome.
It is the Tyler versus Mike, you know, pool here. And we'll see if I can somehow improve on my, but I'll tell you what, you've got your work cut out for you. You finished 30th out of 4,000 people. We'll see if that was lightning in a bottle or if you are really the real deal.
It's only impressive if you do it twice. That is what we're looking at here. Here are some of the prizes, by the way. First place, if you come in first out of all of this, you're going to walk away with a Tour Edge Hot Launch 523 Series driver. Second place gets a Zero Friction Wheel Pro golf bag. Third place, four Any Day Grounds tickets to the 2023 BMW Championship taking place at Olympia Fields. Fourth place, a foursome of golf at the Highlands of Elgin. Fifth place, foursome at Glenview Park Golf Club. Sixth place, foursome at Sunset Valley Golf Club. Seventh place, foursome at Fox Bend Golf Course. Eighth place, foursome at The Den at Fox Creek. Ninth place, and a $100 gift card to the CDGA member golf shop. 10th place, a 12-month Golf Pass Plus membership. 11th through 15th place, you'll get a dozen Srixon Z-Star golf balls, a zero-friction glove, and five $2 off Jersey Mike's coupons. And 16th to 20th place, you get a CDGA partner pack. And if you just play, two people will randomly be selected to win five complimentary Jersey Mike's subs. So with the prizes now at stake, it is time to pick our lineup. So here's how it goes. You've got four different groups and then a list of golfers set in each group. In Group A, those are your elite of the elite golfers. You pick three and take an alternate. Group B is that second tier of guys. You pick three and an alternate. Group C, you pick four and an alternate. And Group D, two and an alternate. And the way this goes is if one of your guys gets cut, you get the worst score for them on that Saturday and that Sunday if one of your golfers gets cut. So it's important just from playing in this first thing to get golfers that make cuts.
That's right.
Like if you've got what you get, what, 12 golfers, right? If you can have 11 or 12 guys make the cut, you're going to be in good shape here because you know you're gaining ground on anyone who has multiple golfers that miss the cut.
That's exactly right. And the beauty of this game and the way we changed it over the winter is the fact that it is now being scored in real time. So yes, you can actually create your own favorites, your own friends and family, and that's what I do because I've got little games within the game with select groups.
Little side bets, like we've got right here with our Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. Exactly. So you are on my favorites. So what I can do is literally watch my favorites leaderboard, and it changes as the birdies and bogeys and pars and eagles and doubles are all being made. And it just, so it becomes, kind of nice to have that phone right next to you as you're watching TV, and then you go to the scoreboard, and then you watch TV and you go to the scoreboard. And that was the biggest thing CDGM members told us they'd love to see improved in our game, and that's what we did.
Yep. All of this run through majorschallenge.com. All right, let's get into it here. Group A, all right? So Group A, who are your three and the alternates?
Well, it's been no secret. I still think Patrick Cantlay is going to win this thing. I think his game is ideal for Oak Hill. I just hope he finds that putting magic that I know he has to navigate the greens. But on top of that, I threw John Rahm and Scottie Scheffler. I got to go with those two to round out my field. And my alternate is Cam Smith.
So we've got two of the three similar there. I'm also riding Patrick Cantlay with you. Joe LaCava on the bag as well. We know the wonders that he worked with Tiger Woods. I'm going to roll with John Rahm as well. And then you know one of my favorite golfers that I roll with every single time, Victor Hovland, my third here out of Group A. My alternate, I'm going to run with Brooks Koepka here as the alternate, who I think a lot of people that did well in the Masters Challenge, they all had Brooks as one of their picks in Group A. I'm going to tell you right now, I know we've got one matching in Group B. I can tell right now between the two of us. We've got at least one guy matching in Group B, maybe two here as well, all right?
Okay.
But I'm going to say Group B, you've got Taylor Gooch as a part of your group.
Actually, I thought about it, but I don't.
You don't? All right. I didn't. Well, then I stand corrected here.
Because, you'll see how my team rounds out. But I went with Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay.
Guy may not win majors, but he always seems to be there. Sungjae Im, a great, great ball striker. I think he'll do well there. And I got to go with the upstate New York guy, Cameron Young.
That was the other guy I thought that we would both have. So I was right that we would have one matching guy. It just wasn't the matching guy. We actually have two matching guys in this one. But Cam Young was another guy that I thought you might pick here. I've got Cam as well. I also have Tommy Fleetwood, and then I have Taylor Gooch, who's been just tearing up the LIV Tour. So I've got him, and then I have Sahith Theegala, who did very well for me in the Masters, but I have him as the alternate here.
Yeah, I have Colin Morikawa as my alternate, and it was tough between he and Cam, just because, again, I think Colin Morikawa's game for Oak Hill is going to be great because of just his iron play. So we'll see how that goes. But Group C, how are we looking?
Group C, I'm going to go with some of the guys that have been really hot this week at the Byron Nelson. So I've got Wyndham Clark, Jason Day, Mackenzie Hughes, Siwoo Kim, and then I've got Phil as my alternate.
Well, we share Wyndham Clark and Jason Day, but, even Teddy said it earlier, Ricky Fowler is on my team.
I thought about it.
And Tom Hoagie and Adam Scott is my alternate.
All right, and then we move on to the final group here. I am taking friend of the show, Nick Hardy, as one of the guys out of Group D. And then I'm also rolling with Joel Damon as well. Brendan Todd is my alternate.
Well, I went with Justin Suh. Okay. And only because the PGA of America extended a very special invite to this LIV player. That's why I'm going to pick him, Paul Casey.
All right.
And then Emiliano Grillo is my alternate.
All right. So there you have it. Again, this is super fun to track, super fun to watch. And we do have a number of similar picks here. As I'm going through, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. So half of our field is similar. And I think part of the key here, it's like anytime you play daily fantasy, right? It's the same thing whether you play in daily fantasy football, basketball, whatever. Part of the key is to have guys that do well that no one else has.
That's right.
And sometimes you don't always want to get the biggest name out there on the docket because sometimes that doesn't necessarily help you because every time you earn points, so are thousands of other people earning points as well. That's why sometimes you got to find some of the sleepers with it. Anyone that took Phil in the Masters did very well.
That's
because
right.
Because I think you could probably count on two hands how many people actually took Phil. And likewise, even with guys like Patrick Reed, sometimes the LIV guys are some of the best guys to take in this because they've been out of sight, out of mind for a lot of golf fans over the last year.
And that point is so well taken. That's exactly why I took Paul Casey. Now, at Augusta, I did take more LIV players, and those guys actually performed well for me. The guys that I thought would be automatics, they weren't. So I actually think Oak Hill is going to be a formidable test for these guys. That's why I sort of shied away from picking them other than Paul Casey. And yes, I do have Cam as an alternate. But at the same time, to your point, these guys are out of sight, out of mind. And if you're not following what's happening at LIV, you were probably not even considering them as your pick. So that's a new dynamic for us in this game of fantasy golf.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to track as well. Like you mentioned, you can make your little groups. You can watch and track what your friends are doing as well. I've got you on my list. I've got Casey Richards on my list as well. So much fun to track all of that every single day. It's like once you see a guy, one of your guys birdie or bogey, it's like, oh, how far did I shoot up? How far did I drop? Like, I gotta be on top of it. It's a lot of fun. Real quickly, before we hit the break here, I do want to update people on what's taking place out at the Byron Nelson down in Texas right now. Scottie Scheffler is your leader at 14 under. He's followed by Mackenzie Hughes and Ryan Palmer, each at 13 under. Siwoo Kim, 11 under. Richie Wierenski at 10 under. That's your top five. Some other notables, Hideki Matsuyama at 9 under. He's tied for sixth. Jason Day also in that tied for sixth as well. But one of the big news pieces out of the Byron Nelson was that Jordan Spieth withdrew, and now his status for the PGA Championship is up in the air right now. By the way, Doug Gim, one of Illinois' own, is currently tied for 26th. He is at 7 under right now at the Byron Nelson taking place down in Texas.
Yeah, you know, he had a tough second day because he was actually tied for 10th going into yesterday. So let's hopefully he can turn that 70 back into another 65 like he had on Friday or on Thursday and jump right back into this thing. So the pride and joy of what, Buffalo Grove up there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then also the LIV Golf tournament taking place out in Tulsa right now at Broken Arrow and Cedar Ridge Country Club. You've got Brandon Grace, again, just one round in the books here so far, but Brandon Grace, he's your leader at 9 under. Then you've got DJ and Brandon Steele at 7 under, Joaquin Neiman and Cam Smith at 6 under. They're in a tie for 4th. Louis Oosthuizen at 5 under. So that is the notables there. And then some of the other names to watch. You've got Harold Varner at 3 under right now, Bryson DeChambeau and Sergio Garcia each at 2 under, as well as Brooks Koepka. He's 2 under, and then Taylor Gooch, he's also in that group of 2 under. Patrick Reed, 1 under right now in a tie for 27th. So that's what's taking place on the rival LIV Golf Tour at the moment, as both tours getting set to enter into the PGA Championship taking place starting Thursday out in Rochester, New York. All right, when we come back, Mike, you went on a golf trip.
Yes.
But it's not the golf trip I think a lot of people are expecting.
Nope.
You took yourself out to Capitol Hill. You'll recap us on everything that went down on International Golf Day earlier this week. This segment has been brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course here on the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. Tyler Rocky, Mike Gilligan, talking golf with you here on ESPN 1000. And Mike, earlier this week on May 10th, it was National Golf Day, and you spent it out in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
That I did. In fact, I went on a golf trip and didn't bring my golf clubs.
First time for that, huh?
Yeah, so the American Golf Industry Coalition gathered together in Washington this past week, and we all arrived on Monday, and there was well over 300 of us, and you know, the likes of a John Deere who supports it, and superintendents. I mean, they came in all walks of life. Even Davis Love III was there, and basically we were putting Capitol Hill on notice as to the importance of what golf does for our economy, for our community. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that golf is a $226 billion industry, not million, billion. And that turned the heads of a lot of the staff that, you know, we met with. So locally, what they did is they brought us all in, and then they split us up by states. And so the Illinois Coalition, you know, I had Catherine Jemsek, for example, from the owner of Cog Hill, myself. We had superintendents from Joliet, from Phillips Park, and a few other courses in the Illinois area. So we were representing everything from turf grass to the game, to the rounds. So there are some issues that are facing the industry just like any other industry. And so there were basically four initiatives that we went to Washington to basically educate, motivate, and hopefully garner the support of our local congressmen and our Senate. And specifically, we met with Senator Tammy Duckworth and her people, Dick Durbin, Sean Casten, Jonathan Jackson, Brad Schneider, Bill Foster, and Lauren Underwood from Illinois. So our day was mapped out to a T, and you only get 15 minutes when you sit down with the people.
Right.
So you got to know what you're talking about and how you're going to present it and have everything done in a way, because it's a different culture when you go to Washington. It was just very, very, very interesting. I can clearly see why we have the greatest country in the world and the greatest government in the world, but I can also understand why things don't get done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's different than anything I've ever experienced in business. But nonetheless, some of the things that we are looking to do, for example, from a turf grass research, we are asking for an additional funding to the 2023 Farm Bill to the tune of $20 million that would allow us to do research on grass and developing new types of grass that require less water, less chemical, but are safer and better and perform better and are more durable for us. And it takes, I couldn't believe this, 12 years to bring a new type of seed to market. So we are requesting the monies to go in and have that research done. And we think it will not only aid the golf industry, but at the athletic industry that deals on turf in general. Then there's also the FIT Act, which is basically the personal health investment today was what it represents, PHIT, the FIT Act, or HR Bill 1582. House of Representatives. And in that, what we're trying to do is use golf and physical activity as a preventative medicine and allow HSA spending, FSA spending, and any other type of health savings accounts to allow for green fees, certain types of equipment, give it shoes, clubs, the kinds of things that we could use to encourage our folks to become more active. And we're just a small piece of the pie that goes along with gym and health club memberships, you know, dance, ballet, and spirit type costs, required uniforms. Because what we're seeing, especially when it comes to clinics and camps, especially in the single parent household, we are the studies have shown that the lower the income is in a family household, the more sedentary they are as kids and as adults. So we want to be able to change that. And we want to make golf more available to kids of any sort and of any age. Because we, again, for youth mental health, we think the best treatment is the prevention is through activity, through sport.
Right.
So that got a lot of attention. It almost made it as a law, but it did get stopped in the Senate the last time this went through. So we have a lot of hope and a lot of confidence that this is going to actually go through this time. The last two were modernizing the tax code. The tax code that we're working under was written in 1976, and Hurricane Katrina, as well as COVID, sort of exposed the fact that golf was being lumped in to, you know, places like massage parlors and bars and houses of ill repute, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we had to make special requests and consideration for the golf courses that suffered through Katrina. And then when COVID hit, qualifying for PPE money. So mm-hmm. What we're simply saying is, let's not have to go through that again the next time something, you know,
right,
catastrophic happens. So view us as you would any other, you know, upstanding businesses in our community. And then the last one, which I think a lot of industries would benefit from, is the employment and labor, the H-2B visas bill that's on the table. And really, I did not realize, but 66,000 visas are granted a year. Now, you might say, oh, that's a lot. But when you divide that up over 50 states, it's really not that much. So what we're trying to do to help the seasonality businesses that are in hospitality, golf, the clubhouse operations, the outdoor, and this is also helps manufacturing as well. So if anybody that leaves the country does not get back in under that 66,000, you're kind of left holding an open position and now you're kind of stuck. So if anyone that has been doing this, coming and going from their home country, whether it's over in Europe, South America, Mexico, or wherever, if they've been doing this for 3 years or more, they should be exempt. And that's what we're looking for. As long as the golf course or the company that's, you know, hiring these people are doing the right things and the employee is doing all the right things about, you know, filing for coming back in, then let's make them not a part of the 66,000 and let's make them exempt. And across the board, I think that's going to be one that's going to get passed for sure, because I think that is going to benefit all kinds of industry right now. And but it was, for me, what an experience to be in our nation's capital and under those guidelines and in that environment. It was thrilling, to say the least.
Now, these initiatives, these are all local, correct?
No, these are national.
No, so these are national initiatives that.
Yes.
But were any of them local? Like the,
no.
The so they're all national.
Yeah, we just met with our delegation in Illinois.
Gotcha.
Okay. So meanwhile, everyone that came from like Minnesota did the same thing with their Congress
with
people. So yeah, so we were all as an industry running around between the Senate buildings, the House of Representative buildings, and Capitol Hill, and it was Wednesday was an absolute wild day, and a fun day at that. But I'll tell you, our country, you know, if you are down on our country, go out to Washington. You'll feel good about it when you come back.
So what is, in terms of the stuff that was presented, what do you feel most optimistic about, and maybe what do you feel least optimistic about?
Well,
because you're telling me too, you kind of have a feeling when you're in that room of what's being well received and what's not.
Yeah, because, you know, and it's funny, as you start to, you know, present your case, it immediately dawns on you that the culture there is, well, who else is behind it? Because if certain people are behind it, they won't get behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. So personalities or people have an influence. And then the other thing that they do is, well, how does your initiative benefit me or my, you know, my congressperson or my senator that I'm here meeting with on their behalf? And so it's really a lot about what's in it for us. That was kind of the feeling you got. Now, of them all, I think three of the four stand a very strong success opportunity in terms of being voted through. The one that I have concern about is the FIT Act, because it was Tammy Duckworth's group that sort of, you know, push back, and they look at it this as, well, if you do this, then you're actually taking money away from us. If we're allowing FSA and HSA spending to occur in this vein, that's going to hurt Washington. Well, you know, they're in a situation where they're not looking to spend money right now. They're looking to actually cut.
Right.
So it's a difficult time to be requesting, say, new monies, but for those that could understand the greater good as to why we're asking for these initiatives and these things to be passed through, they got it. But I was a bit taken back by Tammy's staff a little bit in how they looked at it as more of a takeaway than doing the right thing for people on a mental health or a physical health basis. So I look strongly at the FIT Act, the tax code. Now, the tax code could come with a little bit of other issues as you change it. You know, do other major wholesale changes need to be made? So I think it'll happen. It may not happen in this go around, but I think it's time to modernize the tax code through and through. But I do think the labor and the turf grass research are pretty well on their way to being passed.
Awesome. Well, glad you enjoyed your trip out there. And there was more stuff too that you also got to do, right?
Like,
there in Washington.
We got to go see, you know, we got into places and to see various you know, landmarks and went by the White House and, you know, saw the wall, the Vietnam War wall. And I'll tell you what, you go to some of these iconic monuments and whatnot, it makes you think. And the thing that I walked away with was, how did they build the nation's capital? I mean, when it was built, it is so big. TV does it no justice. When you are there in person, it's far bigger than what you think it is on television. And it was just, it was cool to see how Washington works. But I will say this, there are more dark colored SUVs in Washington than any other city I've ever been. Mm-hmm. And the security, what we spend in security has got to be in the billions. It is unbelievable the amount of security that you could just feel, see, and sometimes be surprised at when you see it. You know, here comes all of a sudden out of around a tree at the White House, a guy with a, you know, an AK-47 rifle, you know, ready to go. But there were security everywhere in this city. And helicopters flying low, and just it, you knew you were in the heart of our, you know, it's the heartbeat of our government. And it was just interesting. And the only time I felt that way about anything is when I'm in New York City. I mean, New York City is another hub of where things happen. But for us as a country, from a political and a government perspective, that is the absolute heartbeat. And it was really, really eye-opening and cool.
Good stuff there. All right, when we come back, we will talk with Sarah Bush from Folds of Honor about their initiative and their partnership with the CDGA. All that's coming up next. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
This segment is brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan. Let's head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above, where we find Sarah Bush, the Director of Golf Relations for Folds of Honor. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us here on the CDGA Golf Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Of course. So I got to ask you first, what went into you guys partnering with the CDGA?
Well, you know, as all your listeners know, they are fantastic, one of the oldest and largest golf associations in the United States. And it was such a natural combination to get involved with them because of all the fantastic veteran work they've done and what we do with Folds of Honor and providing scholarships to our military service members. So it was just really a union that made complete sense.
And Sarah, it's so good to have you on. We've had the opportunity to work together through this whole process. And, you know, for us, it was important for us to, as a CDGA, to partner with an organization and a brand that embodies the same vision, culture, and mission as Folds of Honor. So on behalf of the CDGA, I just first off want to say thank you for reaching out to us, because it truly is an honor to be aligned with a group like you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's, we feel the same way about you guys. And, you know, Folds of Honor was started back in 2007 by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney with a mission to be able to provide these educational scholarships to our military families. And the work we've been able to do in the golf community has really been tremendous and helped to fund over 44,000 scholarships. So being able to work closely with you guys this year and be able to fund even more scholarships is such a fantastic opportunity, and we're really grateful.
Yeah, and in specifics, what we're going to be doing together is that we're awarding out 5 scholarships, the CDGA in conjunction with the Folds of Honor. And we're basically trying to help fulfill a need. So we will be awarding $5,000 scholarships this summer. But can you give the people or our listeners sort of an overall scope of how many scholarships you guys award and some of the unmet need just here in Illinois?
Absolutely. So, you know, like I mentioned, since inception, Folds of Honor has just grown tremendously. 44,000 scholarships equaling $2 million out the door in support since 2007. This past academic cycle, there were 9,000 scholarships awarded, $44 million given to these families. And this scholarship cycle window just closed March 31st. We have a 30% increase in need over any other year. And that is just a tremendous amount to overcome. And it's because of people like the groups like the CDGA that were able to do that and this growth and being able to meet the unmet need together. So it's really fantastic. We're looking at providing 12,500 scholarships beginning in September of this next academic cycle. So just being able to work together with entities like you guys through the great game of golf is how we're going to be able to make up that unmet need.
Sarah Bush, Director of Golf Relations for Folds of Honor, with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So, Sarah, how did golf end up intersecting with an organization like Folds of Honor?
You know, it's really interesting. So many people might not know that Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, who founded Folds of Honor back in 2007, is an F-16 fighter pilot in the Oklahoma National Guard, but he's also a PGA of America golf professional. So back in 2007, when he first started Folds of Honor, he had his very first fundraiser, a Patriot Golf Days event at Grand Haven Golf Course in Michigan, now known as American Dunes, which is really the birthplace of Folds of Honor. Jack Nicklaus just came in a couple of years ago and helped Lieutenant Colonel Rooney do a redesign of the course. And so proud to say that once again, Jack Nicklaus is the honorary chairman of Patriot Golf Days, which is one of our biggest campaign that happens throughout the month of May. Really, it's golf's national anthem. We look at it as a way to unite the entire golf community. So because of Lieutenant Colonel Rooney's background in golf and the hundreds and hundreds of golf professionals and facilities across the country that have gotten engaged, we're just so deeply tied to the great game of golf. And what an awesome way to unite, you know, our love for the game with love for the country. So I'm also a PGA member myself. Back in 2008, Lieutenant Colonel Rooney came and talked to me at one of my section meetings here in the Carolinas and really explained the Folds of Honor mission. Carolina section is actually the biggest PGA section in the country, and with over 1,000 people sitting in that room, which is usually a little bit noisy, you could have heard a pin drop when he talked about Folds of Honor and everything that we could do together as a golf community to help these families. So it's really been many, many years of deep ties within the game of golf, and really a testament to how charitable people associated with this great game are.
You know, Sarah, when you read how this whole thing got started back in 2007, when he came back and he had the remains of Corporal Brock Buckland on board, the impact that corporal's young son Jacob had on him is really what kind of got this started. Isn't that about right?
That is totally right. So he was on a commercial flight home, and when the plane landed, the pilot asked everyone to remain seated because they were unloading the remains of Corporal Brock Buckland from the cargo hold. And when Lieutenant Colonel Rooney looked around after, you know, the emotion had kind of overcome him, he saw that most people had actually deboarded the plane. And it was in that moment of the reality of loss that he knew he had to do something for these families. And that's really how Folds of Honor was founded. And then again, because of his ties in the game of golf, and because of what was known as Grand Haven Golf Course in Michigan, now known as American Dunes, golf was such a natural place to turn to unite people in a way far greater than you can do on your own, just through the game of golf and fundraising. There are so many awesome ways to support Folds of Honor and our military and first responder families through the game of golf, whether it is playing in a golf tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. We've got fantastic Hero 100 golf marathons across the country, and at least 100 holes of heroic golf in one day. And people go out and ask friends and family to pledge them per hole played. I know you guys are doing it. You've done it for many, many years at the CDGA, and we think marathons are just awesome. And people can go, you know, if they're looking to support Folds of Honor throughout the May, visit PatriotGolfWave.com. And Golf Now, which is one of the largest online tee time platforms in the country, is doing a month-long roundup campaign. So there are just, golf is such an incredible platform to do so much good.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, May is Patriot Golf Days month. And to your point, we are doing our marathon next Saturday. And I will have played 100 holes and will be fundraising. We're on a goal of 90,000, and I just saw that we're over 75,000 to date with a goal of 90,000. So for anyone out there who wants to give and also support, I mean, most of every single dollar that goes directly to these people. They go to cdga.org, and there is a button right there, right on the homepage, to click, and then you can donate, and it's just that simple. But, we have amazing initiatives going on in the month of May, and I'm glad you mentioned the Golf Now one. You can literally round up when you go online, book your tee time, round it up, or you can make a donation on top of that, either way. But for those who want to get involved, do so. It will make you feel a lot better, but you are making such an impact. And when we see the emails that we get from our recipients, I mean, they're enough to bring you to tears, and they just want to make you do the next right thing every single time.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. And what it does is it really displays to these families, these veterans, these people who've gone through loss, that their sacrifice is not forgotten. And we see them, we feel them, we hear them, and we're going to help them. And that's what we're looking to do together through the scholarships that you guys are funding with the CDGA and Folds of Honor. I mean, so incredible. 5 scholarships because of our collaboration together and partnership. Tremendous. 5 people who would not have received those scholarships otherwise. And all the other great work we're doing for the game of golf. So it's really fantastic, and we're humbled by all the support.
Sarah, thanks so much for some of the insight on what you guys have been doing with Folds of Honor, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You as well. Have a great one. Thanks.
Sarah Bush, Director of Golf Relations for Folds of Honor, with us on the Jersey Mike's Hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above. Mike, when we come back, we will go around the CDGA, tell you what's going on and how you can get out golfing soon right here on ESPN 1000. This segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Charlie Bevins for producing today's show. The segment is sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our 3 Chicagoland locations today. In particular, if you're a CDGA member, you'll want to visit the Downers Grove location as well, because currently, if you are one of the first 50 CDGA members that walk in that store, you get a $20 gift card to PGA Tour Superstore, and everyone else will receive $50 off of a $250 or more purchase from the PGA Tour Superstore if you are a CDGA member. So get on out there to PGA Tour Superstore today in Downers Grove. What else is going on around the CDGA Mike. I do want to mention, too, we do have our fantasy contest with the CDGA, which we made our picks for earlier this hour. If you missed any of that, check it out on the CDGA Golf Show podcast. But you can play along with us, and there's some great prizes as well.
There really are. And aside to that, we have next Saturday, I will be on site at Ziegfeld Troy's for our golf marathon. We had just talked with Sarah Bush of Folds of Honor. And 100-hole challenge is a big universal fundraiser, and we have that next Saturday at Ziegfeld Troy. And thanks to our friends at Republic Bank, 20 of our lucky fundraisers, including myself, are going to have an opportunity to swing for $1 million, with half of it going to the foundation and the other half going to the person that makes a hole in one. But what this allowed us to do, Tyler, was to go to the folks who are supporting us and say, should I make it? You're in the inclusion of that $1 million. So for everyone that has supported me, should I make the ace? They're all getting paid. And it's been a great conversation piece. Now,
you win, we win.
You win, we win. That's exactly right. So if you want to get involved, you want to support my effort or our team's effort, go to cdga.org and just click on the icon right at the top of the page and donate. It's just that quick. And you're helping out the Folds of Honor. You're helping out youth. You're helping out vets. And you're helping out individuals with disability. Aside from that, just want to remind everybody about our listener appreciation outing Friday, July 28th at Glenview Park Golf Club. You can join Tyler, myself, some other ESPN folks and CDGA folks for what is going to be an epic Friday afternoon out at Glenview Park. For CDGA members, be alert for these May member perks of the month. Palatine Hills, if you go on out there, CDGA members can play as a twosome for $90 with a cart Monday and Tuesday at any time. Bowes Creek out in Elgin has a program Monday to Wednesday before noon for $62. And for those out in the Bloomingdale area, you can pay resident fees Tuesday through Friday and after 11 on Saturday and Sunday. So that's a pretty good deal there. You know, aside from that, when you're out and about playing golf this week, fix an extra ball, Mark, and also thank your superintendent.
Yep, all of that great stuff right there. All right, so you will be out at Ziegfeld Troy next week. I'll be in the studio here and looking forward to all of that on the CDGA Golf Show. Coming up next, the Odds Couple with Mike North and Carmen DeFalco from 10 to 11. And then from 11 to 1, it'll be Peggy and Dion right here on ESPN 1000, breaking down some Bears and some scheduling there. And then White Sox Weekly gets going at 3:30, followed by White Sox and Astros first pitch at 5:40. We'll talk to you guys next week.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.